The next patient is Sheila Thomas. The last name is T-H-O-M-A-S. Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. Number one, clinical case of a 55-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The renal ultrasound that was done in August of 2022 was normal. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is followed by the endocrinologist. The patient was recently evaluated and she has been taking Tresiba, Ozempic, and recently started on Zig Duo. XIGDUOXR 10500, which is a combination of SGLT2 inhibitor and metformin. Period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on February 28th of 2023, the albumin creatinine ratio is 75 micrograms, which is slightly increased selective proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 296, which is pretty close to normal. We are not going to change any of the lab we are not going to change any of the medication. The creatinine is 1.2. The estimated GFR remains at 50 mL per minute. The BUN is 21. The serum electrolytes are with a normal limit, potassium 4.1. Number two, arterial hypertension. At the present time, the blood pressure is 105 over 76. The patient has been losing weight, 5 pounds since the last visit. 253 pounds with a BMI of 38. The patient was emphasized the need to continue losing weight. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is treated, as mentioned before, the hemoglobin A1C is 8%. This is before the patient was started in the last medication, Zig Duo. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the anemia has been corrected. The patient continues to take iron supplementation and B12. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, obesity, as mentioned before, just to decrease the total caloric intake and increase the activity. Period. She mentioned something that suggests either peripheral neuropathy versus claudication. The patient is going to the primary care physician in about 3 weeks. And I advise her to let the doctor know about the symptoms that she has in the legs. The patient is encouraged to follow the plant-based diet with the sodium restriction and the fluid restriction as recommended. Appointment in 5 months. We invested 8 minutes review and the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 15 minutes, and in the documentation 6 minutes.